Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Brooke. Joining me on the show are Heather and Angel from Shock Room Fitness out of Berkeley Heights, New Jersey. Welcome to the show, guys. How are you today?
Great.
Hey, how's everything?
We're great.
I'm really excited to have you guys here today. First of all, thank you. I think it's a really big deal. You took an hour out of the busy day of being gym owners to sit down and kind of give back to the industry. So thank you, guys. And really, before we dive in full-fledged to what you do, how you do it, where you're going with this business, share with us why. Like, what made you decide to open up this fitness business?
Well, thank you. First of all, we want to thank you so much for having us. We were so excited when you contacted us. We feel very honored. So, and we're glad because we feel we just, you know, have so much to bring to the community. We listen to you guys and we've learned so much from you as well. So thank you. And that we're hopefully somebody, you know, you guys are going to take some, you know, whatever information we have or how we did it.
And we'll use it your way too.
Yeah, but our way is definitely different. So Shock Room Fitness is an EMS facility, technically electromuscle stimulation. I don't even know. It's so brand new in the US. I'm not sure if many people even have heard of it, but it's a suit that you wear that has electrodes. And what it does, it stimulates your muscles for you. So you wear the suit while you're working out. It's an enhancement. It does 350 muscles simultaneously, about 28,000 contractions. So let me get back, take a step back. I just wanted to tell everybody like what EMS was, like what we are. And the reason why is I had a back injury about 5 years ago, serious back injury. I'm on my 10th back surgery. I just literally had, 5 weeks ago. So I have a partner, two very good friends of mine, who's a doctor. And he, you know, I was so upset. I couldn't really walk. I want to tell you guys, I am not a fitness buff. I'm different. I'm in the beauty industry. I owned salons before and, you know, that's my world. So fitness was not something that I was planning. So this is why it's kind of cool that, you know, so I heard my back and my partner, my good friend said, oh my gosh, I researched this technology that is, you know, so high tech. Let's see if we can call overseas. It was overseas. There was nobody at the time we could get it from in the US. Let's go, you know, overseas and let's see, you know, if this thing really works. We brought one in. And it was life-changing. And I'm not saying, I mean, life, I have a lot of equipment in this industry. You know, we do a lot. This is something different. So it strengthened my muscles. It helped me get up, helped me be able to walk in because I can't bend. I can't physically lift. I can't do things. So it's not just for fitness. It was for injuries. So all of a sudden I go, oh my God, this thing is real. Like this is, you know, like something that we need to bring here. And, you know, from that moment, I was like, all right, I'm going to order more. I'm going to open my own little facility. You don't need a lot because you just need the suits. So I brought literally four over, enough for four. Angel, who is my very good friend, who I've known for years, is a fitness, just happened to be a fitness guy. And thank goodness working together, we brought in, you know, four suits and we rented a little space in another gym, little room. It was so tiny. And it was a tiny little room with these suits. And this was January before COVID hit and we were exploding. It was insane. I mean, no advertisement, word of mouth. And then Angel can pretty much take it from there. It was amazing until March hit and we got closed, you know, and they're COVID. So kind of like that's how it didn't mean to happen. But, you know, it's just weird. I love the technology so much and knew what it can do. And that's how come the suits came over. And that's how Shock Room started.
Okay, wow. What a story there. And I am so happy, Heather, to hear that this brought you the healing that you needed. So now you guys are able to give other people that same healing that you discovered many years ago. And so what I would love for you guys to do, I know you kind of told us very briefly there, you know, a little bit about Shock Room, but give us your elevator pitch. Tell us what services you have to offer, you know, walk us through that so that our listener gets a better understanding of what
So first off, the most important thing I would say is the EMS workout that we do. That's the first thing that we offer to everyone. Your first session is free, so I don't know why anyone would turn it down, but it's you come in for 20 minutes, and in that 20-minute workout, you are getting a workout that's equivalent to a 2 or 3 hour workout. So, you know, because of the electrodes and everything on the suit, is activating all your muscles. You're activating more muscle fibers than you normally do. You are speeding up your metabolism. Afterwards, even you release more like serotonin, your serotonin levels go up, you're happier. And also, since I'm the one trainer that does most of them here, you get to hang out with me. So I'm usually high energy. I like to have the music pumping. Also with the suits, the amazing thing about it is customizable. So if you're already doing a workout that you love, or maybe not necessarily say, for example, like CrossFit, some CrossFit like exercises, whatever like we can do within area of space that we have, we can incorporate that with the suit. There's people that love to dance. I'm doing Zumba in the suits. Like I like to dance. We knock it out because anything that you do on top of whatever the suit is doing is just going to be like next level, even better. You're burning more calories. So it really helps. So I think that's why people really do love it, because whatever you love to do, you can do it with the suit. Like I'll customize it to you. So that's one thing that like people are like, oh, okay, then let's try it. They usually do love it. And you know, but beyond that, like I mentioned with dance and stuff, we do pop cardio classes, dance classes, things like that. So that's a larger group in a sense of still like small together, 10 people. Because everything here is really like one-on-one or small groups. So that's another thing too. If you're a shy person and don't like to be always around other people and stuff, you can always come in and feel like you're not ever going to feel overwhelmed, you know, unless it's my energy, but I know how to bring it down if I have to. But it's just like you get the extra attention that you need. You don't have to feel like awkward or anything around all these other people around you. And a lot of times they like the small group vibe too. So it's nothing overbearing and stuff like that. So it's very like,
I remember when COVID hit, that's why we were successful, because people didn't want to go to gyms. They don't want to touch equipment. They don't want to be around other people. So even though during COVID they said close, we are able to take this outside. We were able to take it to people's homes. One of them's wireless system. So we were able to still stay open, like, be able to, and that's where everything started, spiraling more, because I was shut down. I wasn't really shut. We could do one-on-ones. And I said, someone's home. It was pretty crazy. So it kind of helped us. I mean, tremendously, not having to be that gym atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much everything they said that we had to do, like no groups more than four. We're like, that's all we can do anyway. So perfect. It kind of fell in line. It really worked out for us in some crazy way in that sense. But then beyond that, we do like mixed martial arts.
The other instructor does that. Yep.
Self-defense. And we do offer like events as well. So if you're not like an active member of our gym, we do still have fun things too. Like I'll just spontaneously put like a pop-up like dance class at 9 o'clock at night, and we put like, different fluorescent lights and this and that just for fun. And a lot of women just sign up for it. Or we'll have the free self-defense class for women that Heather likes to promote.
That was again a COVID time. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to get into that,
So I just want to kind of specify here, like the bread and butter, what this started, as was an EMS workout facility.
Correct. Yes.
And you've kind of branched out and added some more things, which I think is great, because that diversifies what you have to offer and allows you guys to serve a bigger population of people, build relationships with them, and kind of flow them back into the EMS, side of things, which is great. I kind of want to ask like a question that came to mind for me was like, is there a specific kind of client that you're looking for, or can anybody benefit from this?
That's a great question, because it can be anybody. We started at the 18. We want to be able to, about 18 years old and up to, 80 years old, we have coming in.
Specially. I mean, if you're 81, you can still do it.
Yeah. I mean, I think 80 was like 84. I think was our, my mom, my dad, they all do it. So it's really anybody looking to enhance their workout from, again, we talk about from injuries to a major. I mean, my brother-in-law is like a professional Muay Thai fighter. So we go from, and this is like his favorite, obviously his favorite workout ever. It's just enhancing what he's already doing. So, you go from the injury or the ones that can't really move like me to somebody who's a professional fighter. I mean, again, we're now located in Bass Rutten. He's like one of the biggest MMA champion fighters in the world. He reached out to us, and our suits are in his gym in California. And they are going crazy with the now. Just, I mean, he said it's the best workout he's ever done.
And people were hesitant. They didn't think he'd move forward because he's like, oh, that's like a tough gym and they fight. And
yeah,
like
they're big time. Yeah. And he goes, oh my God, you should see him on a video, like trying to like do, he's like, wow, this thing is insane.
It's pretty cool.
So it's great that we see. So it's anybody can do this workout.
Because the goals of it is like, if you can be someone who wants to build muscle. Now you can have, you can be someone skinny that has no muscle, or maybe you're a big guy already and have muscles and you want more, or maybe you want to cut them. Then there's also weight loss. You know, you can be, really heavy, or maybe just have an extra 5 pounds. You know what I mean? As well as when it comes to age, is not really an issue either, because if you have any joint issues or if you have an injury, you know, the workouts we can do are very low impact. So it's not going to affect your joints. Right. You don't have to twist or be afraid of like hurting anything.
No,
because the suit is doing most of the workout. So that's why I always say like, it's customizable depending on what your abilities are or disabilities are, regardless of your age. Hey, if you have to sit down while doing a workout, we can
do
it sitting.
We do.
I did that last week. Yeah.
You can sit down. And I've done.
I mean, they're doing workout. Like, they're not just sitting there.
Okay.
Like,
it's not right. Okay. I get it.
You sit down, you move your legs. Yeah. You know, it's like something.
Awesome. So how many clients do you guys currently have at your facility?
So right now I would say I probably have around like 20, 25-ish active clients, as well as the other trainer. He probably has around 25 or maybe a little bit more as well, because he has more of the group classes with the self-defense and stuff like that. But, and then we have like people that are like kind of regulars, but they're not active clients on a membership, that come in like the once a month or every, like whenever we have a special event.
Like the women's self-defense. When I put that out there, I did a free women's self-defense course. You know, we got 140 women that signed up. So that was really, we broke it up. I mean, obviously, we even got involved with the community and the town. The police helped us with that. And that was really unbelievable. Yeah. We were able to help so many. So we still do that on an ongoing basis. So when we offer classes, you know, we get that kind of response. It may be free, but, you know, in our one class, you're going to benefit from it so much.
Yeah, because most of the things that we sell are kind of like personal training packages, not like an open gym. So it's not going to be like a larger amount of people in that sense, but we do have like the larger like group classes and stuff like that, and that we offer. So we always have a nice flow of people that come in and like switch it up, and then they join us, and then
So outside of the EMS thing, you guys said that you do some pop cardio, you do some dance classes, you have the MMA. So are those people paying per session, or are they, you know, is it something that you have every week that they're paying for a membership for?
So the other trainer, he does the more of the mixed martial arts and all of that stuff. And he kind of likes the setup of what he was used to, like when he said he used to train in the dojo and stuff like that. I'm not too familiar with it. So he has it open. There's certain days that he has open that people just can drop by whenever they want, and they just hop in the class whenever. And, you know, that's like a monthly thing that he has. But the rest of the things are by appointment, and like they're scheduled pretty much. And like, they're like personal training type of thing.
And they buy it per session, or they can buy it. Of course, we offer packages always to make things, you know, more reasonable.
I love the idea of packages, because then it it's guaranteed revenue for us.
Yeah.
And we're holding our clients accountable to actually showing up.
Right.
They're going to show up. When we allow pay per session, it's like, okay, we really have to pour a lot of work into making sure that they actually come back. Right. And in some cases, we kind of do our clients a disservice by saying, hey, just pay for this time, and then, you know, you'll come back next week, and then they never come back. And then,
we definitely believe in sessions. There's no question. And with EMS, or I listen, with anything, you know, workout wise, you know, it takes time. We say like 8 weeks before you see some results. I mean, we all have to be realistic too, even though this is an incredible revolution, you know, technology, it takes some time to see results, like anything. So when we tell the clients that right there lets them want to buy a package, you know.
Let's say like, if you buy just one single session after your free session, like you're wasting your money. You know, so most of the time they go with, like, we say like twice, because you can only do the workout twice a week. So with that being said, it's like, I suggest twice a week, at least for a month, because at that point, depending on how strict you're being, I say like, you know, you might not see the exact results like right away, but like if you measure something, it might be an inch or this, that, depending on what their goal is. But I will say like, but you will feel the difference without a doubt. Oh, and every client, they're like, oh my God. Oh, yeah. And it's so funny, because it's everyday things too. Like I used to like pick up my cat's litter, and like I wouldn't be able to like carry it at all. I'd always have my husband like, now I can do it, and this and that, you know. I don't want to say names, but so like she's like, she feels stronger, she loves it, she's like, I'm lifting more, and she's always like flexing, and I'm like, wow, like you actually are getting pretty jacked. It's pretty cool. And like, you know, they feel great about themselves, and when they start to feel it, and then she decided to do like another package and stuff. And then she started to see it. And now I just have her explain it to everyone and everyone just signs up because of what this woman says. It's great.
Our clients help a lot too.
Yeah. We become very close with them too. I love having intimate groups like that because you make that.
Yeah. It's great. And in any personal training session, the intimate groups help us like with the relationship building piece. Yeah. And that helps us get referrals. And we love referrals in this business because they're free. So when you looked at your schedule right now, you said you have about 20 to 25 active clients. Is that a place where you two are feeling really comfortable, or are you looking to hit the gas, help more people fill your schedule further?
So I'll take that. Yeah. Now that we're here and I consider he's the fitness guru. I consider him the guru. The business side of it. And on the business side of it, I mean, technically we want to take this so much for, I love that where we're at, but we also want to be in other gyms. We want to, take this further. So even though we have active clients, our suits are now at other locations, which is what has made me think so much bigger in terms of, yes, our gym's going to always be our, revenue and make money, but now we want to take the suits to other gyms to help them be able to revenue with this technology.
And real quick, when it comes to what you were saying too, touching upon it, I think, I can't grow too much more because there's only so much time in the day.
So hard.
Unless we start to hire new employees and stuff. So for right now, for myself, with this that I do, and I do social media for her businesses and stuff, I'm okay right here. But also we're kind of we didn't want to push ourselves this busy, but it kind of just blew up even more so recently.
There's just so much you can do because we're
focusing on the franchise aspect of it. So I still have to be available for that and stuff. So everything in that sense is pretty good. It's at this point, no, I think now we're considering expanding here a little bit with another employee to take on some things, especially during the summer. I can work outside or do in homes while someone else is using the studio, or by having two people instructors, we can do twice as many people because I can control four people's suits. So, things like that. So we might consider that, but as of right now, we're getting close to that point of we're okay. But we need to expand out.
Well, like I said, and it depends that when you're a business owner, what do you want to achieve? It's what is your vision? Everybody has their own vision when you're a business owner. And what is that vision? And my vision was, it's great to see the clients in here, but I always think bigger. It's how you think as a business owner. What do you want out? Are you happy with just your, studio being big? Yes, it's nice, but I think much bigger. And that's where franchising for me came in. I'm not sad. I'm going to be honest. Let's get down to the nitty gritty. Am I satisfied with 30 clients? I think it's great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great and I'm happy, but I would love more. There's just a world out there and I want more.
And how to do more is going down this route. Yeah.
How do you get to that point? You open other locations or you do other things. I took the biggest step I feel that you can take right now. Franchising is a huge undertaking. It's a huge investment. It's a huge step. And you have to have a lot of confidence in yourself and your business. And I believe in what we have. And I'm honest with you, that was my vision, my goal, and we're getting there. So I did hire a franchise company. And hopefully you guys are going to see, Shock Room around the country. I can't wait. But that's what I want to see as, but in the meantime, still growing here. I always want clients in our facility. Absolutely. But I just have a bigger, dream, let's say. So I'm a little out there. They always say that, but it's.
Yeah. I think having that mindset is a good thing. And always looking at the bigger goal is good. I think it's okay that it's out there to think that way. And so right now, when you look at this facility, not necessarily getting the suits in other gyms, but looking at this facility right now, what can you do to really optimize the studio? Because it sounds like the schedules are kind of full. So what next?
So I would say from there, I was starting to say, it's keeping us consistent right now. So, and we're putting the energy into going to other building up, the next level. But if it's going to be here, which we have considered it, it would be just hiring more employees, because right now there's two of us that we handle pretty much everything, but we're taking up all of the like space that we can while we're here, but we can definitely work it out where we have more employees.
And we were talking about getting a bigger, of course, a bigger
and then
facility.
The next thing would be just switching facilities.
We talked about that, you know, of course, like once this one, we feel this is completely full, you know, we would, you know, it's a small facility. Like I said, we started in a room, you know, that's what's so great about this. We started in one little room and now
we're in a larger room,
during it, you think you can't get there, but all of a sudden, you know, little by little, yes, we're going to think about hopefully getting a little bigger facility here.
And also a lot of things will have to change too once you franchise and stuff, because, you know, there's also requirements and stuff. Like, is this going to be its own entity, or are we going to like renovate everything or relocate it to match the rest of them, you know? So there's like a lot of different options when it comes to that. So that's why we're kind of like being like not making anything huge happen right now, because we might have to change it anyway, you know? But in the meantime, we're just promoting the hell out of ourselves. We're having a lot of fun. Also, we're doing a lot of stuff in the community. We're trying to throw ourselves out there, join up for any things like that, just to be known. Because right now, the most important thing that we're really trying to do is like recognition, brand recognition, getting it out there. They're like, just keep doing whatever you're doing. Let people know your name.
That's a really interesting kind of topic. What are you guys doing to get out there in your community and find new clients?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we just put on the suit and walk right down the street here so people can ask me, like, what are you doing? And it's like, oh, I work right here, like here. So we do that.
I still want to tell you, I'm back to even like the street fairs. You know, you would think, your street fairs in your community, what they bring in is incredible. You think like for that little $50 little tent, you go, what? They have given us so much, and people go, I didn't even know you were here, or, you know, so we always do events, expos, you get out there. So we, you know, we're constantly in, I think, people's face. Like if there's something going on in town, if there's some kind of donation, if there's anything that I can do, that's my end of it, I do.
And then also social media and
posts
like the self-defense classes, things like that.
But that's why I did. And you honestly, did I do the self-defense?
What's the biggest tip that you always say? Like if you're a business in general, go to the Facebook page of your local town or the town that your business is in and join that
community
group. Community forums is such an amazing, amazing, amazing tool that not many people use all the time. Like it's crazy that they don't.
I love that. We call that in the industry, we call that guerrilla marketing, and it's just like getting out in the community on your hands and just really like stomping the grounds. And it's great, but it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort. I enjoy guerrilla marketing if it's supplemented with something else, and I know that you guys have a pretty decent social media presence. Mm-hmm. Has that been something that has been a beneficial tool that has helped you grow?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the last six or seven people just from, like we had like about six people sign up recently in the past 2 weeks.
All social media.
Like it was just social media. Like it's I like to like show what we do in class, but then I like to do like these silly versions of it or like music video versions of it just to keep entertaining people in that sense. We'll do like silly skits or whatever. But recently that I got a lot of things, I did like, hey, Berkeley Heights to the town. And I just answered questions like, guys, like, you know, fitness, we know who you are, you don't know who we are. So I was like answering silly questions that people always ask us. And that went over well. A lot of people messaged me from that. And then I think recently we just did like a hack giveaway that says Shock Room Fitness. And
we got so much attention on that one.
Yeah, we actually
did. The hat one was cute, like giving away a hat. So many people, you wouldn't think, do you mean people responded to our hat? We're coming, you know, if you win, if you sign up, you know, we follow us. And like, we got so much on that. It was so cute.
That's awesome.
You know, we do little things like that, but just to, you know what, you just want to get that person in your facility. You want to get them in so you can speak to them. You have to, I'm going to be honest, as a business owner, you need someone by your side like I have. And I'm honest, you can only do so much as an owner. You're not always there in the front, you're in the back. And the person that represents you, and I look at Angel, as you can see, he's passionate. You wouldn't know if you'd spoke to us, like, who's the owner, who's not. And it's so great because he sells us so well that that's also another thing. If I can tell a business owner, you need an angel by you, but you do.
You need
an angel by your side, guys. Like it's true, but it is, you know, you need that person, you know, that when they walk into your facility, they go, oh my God, I want to train with him. I want to try this. Like, so that helps a lot, you know, that's, I'm going to say it's like huge. in all my businesses that I have, it's your front staff that they see. Mm-hmm. So you can do as much social media, but they walk in your place and they're ignored or whatever. Bye-bye, you know? So I think that's why we do get so many people. They walk in that door, we give them Angel or whoever's my other, they give them so much attention. One-on-one, we customize, we ask them, we told, what are you looking for? We talk to them the minute they walk into our facility. You know, we wanna know, you wanna grab them.
Yeah, and I think also with trainers, like, don't worry so much about being cool. You can be a fool. Because they're so intimidated by just someone that's like, they're more fit than me, yes, or this and that in some way, that they kind of like, you know, if you're very serious, very I feel true. Like sometimes people get scared. So like,
that's a big thing.
I mean, I'm trying to keep myself together here in this professional setting, but I like to be a little silly, and they definitely feed into it, and they feel very comfortable.
Yeah. That is a very big part of that, true.
Yeah, I think that's really, really vital. You know, with all of that, all of those efforts that you guys are making on social media, is that solely like organic, or are you guys doing any sort of actual advertising on those channels?
So right now, until last week, all of them were pretty much organic, actually. We didn't promote anything, but the only reason it started is because Instagram like offered us free $10 to boost whatever post would get you on it. We've been lucky that we've had like people be able to reshare posts of ours. Like, you know, we're in New Jersey, so we have someone like the Jersey Housewives or people like affiliated with the show, and they'll repost when we tag them on it.
Yes, they post
our stuff. Friendly with them, and that helps with like kind of getting it out there too. So
we try it.
So besides like the free $10 that we spent, maybe in the very beginning when you first opened like 2 years ago or something.
No, I think it's Angel. Like I said, he tapes a lot, thank God, his classes.
Oh, I'm always recording everything.
Like that's the other thing. You know, we record a lot. We make sure, you know, I'm not great at that. That's why, again, I have him and your trainers, you know, to do that.
When you guys franchise, do you think that you're going to have to, you know, get into the advertising side of things, or are you going to leave it up to
So what they're saying, you know, this is very new to me. It's a whole new world. I knew nothing about, clearly. You do have to research the company that you feel comfortable with. There's a lot that goes on. Listen, I'd love to help anybody because it was so hard for me. You know, the fees go from, you know, $40,000 to $80,000. You don't know who to pick. It's hard. So I feel the team that I picked is amazing. We're hoping that what they do is kind of natural at first. We don't put any money. What you do is you kind of go to your clients. So already Angel's mentioned it. Just like, we don't want to say, you know.
So hold on real quick. Do you mean when the franchise opens and how they're going to promote themselves, or how we're going to promote selling franchises, or
Like when the business itself opens, like all of your separate franchises.
And like, are they going to pay for their advertising, or?
Well, the franchisee, you know, I mean, they're going to do what like works for us. Like I'm going to give them the same, you know, structure. Anything that I do, that's what a franchise is about. You know, you put all your work, like anything I've done, I'm going to give to them. And that's why it's a great thing, because, you know, if we've gotten to this far and we did this and I'm in California with celebrities already, you know, like that's a crazy thing. How? And so in the franchise, you know, I'm going to give them the same. We probably have to spend, you know, a little bit.
From the conversation. But, so like the setup would be very similar to what she said. It was, so pretty much we will have marketing things that we do
that we can
send out to everyone. So it's going to say like, you know, Chakram logos and this and that, this and that. Then, but also we have pretty much like a template, like we want them to do this type of post for whatever. So it is personalized to each location, or there's going to be, every location is going to just have the same Instagram. So we are going to have it. So certain things that they're responsible to do for themselves. Also, there's going to be other posts or any promos as a franchise that we do have. Everyone gets that post as well. And like, you know, all the materials in that
sense. So like that's what, you know, and that's what you pay for. I mean, you pay big money, but you're getting, you know, a team. I have a team of like 30 people that we literally sat on a Zoom, amazing business from every direction you can imagine. And they sit there with us and they literally go through all this, like what's going to work and how are we going to do this? You know, it's a big investment, and how are we going to make it work for you? And so that's why I feel comfortable with who I chose. And, you know, and I would love to help. That's where it was hard. You know, nobody taught me, nobody said to me, and you know, it was a learning lesson, and I'm happy I chose it. And we're going to get to that point where, you know, they gave me already tips on how to sell a franchise, right? Cause you're like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I said, Angel just mentioned it to a couple clients, just, you know, and they're like, oh my gosh, well, when it's open, please come, we're serious, come talk to us. You know,
I might have a few lined up.
We may have a few, we won't say, but you know, we're hoping now, you know, we'll see, but we already, you know, mentioning it, and that's a big deal. And that's free, you know, right there. So they told me to do that. So, you know, I have a team of really great people behind me now that, you know, in this industry, again, you need help. Like, you need people that can, you know, guide you. I'll tell you.
I would definitely agree with you.
That's why your podcast is so great.
Yeah.
You're going to get so much information that you would never normally get. You know, you're on your own. You're like, what am I doing? You know, so we love listening for this stuff.
And Heather likes to share her, as you can tell, her passion for it. So if there's anyone that ever wants to talk to her about something, hit her up.
Hit me up.
Yeah, for sure.
We do like to help a lot of other
businesses. I don't mind sharing. I know a lot of other business owners, you know, they're scared to come on because they don't want to tell you how they became successful. I never felt that way.
Yeah, she always says, like, if you guys help each other, you guys will both succeed. It's when, like, you don't want to help each other, one of, you know what I mean? It's like,
become a team.
You both fail because you're wasting your energy on, like,
I agree.
We can help each other.
I've always done that in business, and that's why I've had businesses for years that are successful. I don't feel they're competition. Let's get together. Let's help one another. Let's build. Let's grow. How can we do it? You know, so that's what we, I that's just my whole game plan. That's why I love being on. I love sharing my success story, so.
I'm really happy that we were able to hear it today. And I really hope that our listener was able to bring value from this conversation. I think where we really touched on the idea of franchising and things like that, so relatable for many people. So I'm glad that we got your angle. You guys mind sharing the social media page for Shockwave where our listeners can go to find you guys online?
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure. So on Instagram, and I believe on Facebook is the same, it's Shockroom Fitness. On Instagram. So just Shockroom Fitness.
Shockroom Fitness on Instagram and Facebook, guys. Thank you so much for being here today. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, if you want to stay notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. And if you want to join us for an episode here at the Gym Lords podcast, fill out the link in the description and we'll be in touch with you soon. As always, until next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. Happy Friday, everyone. We are here with a very, very special guest today. It is the one and only Stephen Marino with 52 Fitness. Stephen, what is going on today? Happy Friday. How are you feeling today, man?
All right. Have a good week. Trying to wrap it up on a good note.
There we go. Yeah, after a holiday week, you know, you're starting off on a Tuesday, ending it on a Friday, short week here. Yeah. But look, Stephen, we're excited to have you on. And before we dive into the nitty gritty of what you do have going on, you know, first, why don't you explain us a little bit or how would you describe your business to people, right? If I came in and I'm like, hey, you know, give me a little rundown of what you guys do here, what 52 Fitness is all about, how would you explain that?
All right, so it's a small group and individual personal training gym. And I try to put the personal side of it into it. I really try to push for that. As being as small as I am, I have the opportunity to get a real impact and make a real impact on people's lives and make it really individually specific service to each person. And So you're trying to make fitness for everybody, basically, you know, like is a the fitness made at one point looked at a lot differently than it is now. So everything from, you know, your elderly clients. I've got people in here that are 79 years old, 79 year old women that are in here and they're deadlifting. And then I've got some, you know, some young guys in the off season of their sports, you know, just trying to stay in shape until the season starts again.
Yeah, completely.
Yeah. So Go ahead.
It's all you.
I was going to say the business itself is just really specifically group and goal based, training. So like you come in and you're saying to me, you know, I have this injury or I had this experience in my past or my health history involves this diabetes or this, you know, and then everything, the training involved is really all about that. for each individual, right? We're all going to come in here and kind of do some sort of deadlift or some sort of squat. And there's only so many exercises, to be honest. After you've been training for so long, there's just a handful of exercises, but how you do it, how I do it, how they do it might be totally different. So, you know, trying to simplify the process for everybody and kind of streamline it so that you can get a better experience.
Yeah, completely. I was just going to say, you know, I mean, obviously you being a PT studio, a little more of a boutique, right? There is that sense of exclusivity because you can't just take on everyone. You can't jeopardize the client experience by having, you know, like a big box gym, hundreds of clients, because it just wouldn't work that way, right? Yeah, you know, you can, you literally could only take up so much. I mean, again, I'm not so sure if you have coaches or not, but you know, you could bring on coaches for sure, but still the space is going to be limited to, you know, how much you could handle as well, unless you want to expand, which I'm sure in due time you will. But I think that also brings for that tight knit community, right? So, you know, people, you know, correlate being a smaller gym as negative, but realistically, one, the tight knit community, you can kind of force those prices to be a little higher, right? You're not a commodity at this point. You can't, you're not like a Planet Fitness, which is why you can bring more value to your clients, right? Because you can get that one-on-one attention that you can't get anywhere. And you're not just a regular, you know, PT at Planet Fitness, just, or well, no offense to Planet Fitness, but it's on their phone. So I think that's great stuff, man. I really never correlate being small with a bad thing. So I think that's great. And so, you know, we'll start with the bare bones basics here before we dive into everything. How many members are you serving currently?
So right now is about 30 to 40 people that come in and out of this gym every week. Some are four times a week, some are three times a week, some are two times a week, some are once a week.
Yeah. Always ranges, you know? Right? I know that for sure. I know how that goes.
So, you know, it's busy in here being as small as it is and being a small operation, one guy trying to handle all the operations. It's busy.
Oh, wow.
But you know, people are in here moving, man. It's you know, things are happening. So I think I'm making some headway on it.
Yeah, for sure. And so what I always like to ask is, you know, everybody has a different kind of process or a different approach here, but for you with your 30, 40 clients or so, what's been your best practice, your best method to get people through the door, right? New clients, right? So let's say on a weekly, monthly basis, like what have you done to really see that drive and get people in here?
Yeah. Well, I'm a small gym, so I figure I'm only going to have an impact on about a 3-mile radius of my gym, right? So there's my marketing right there. I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I don't invest a lot in talking to people through emails and whatnot. I really like to meet them in person. I try to get them in here so they can be in front of me and I can see them and I can get a real feel for who that person is. And then I feel like I can definitely help them. Other than that, it's a matter of, you know, just marketing really, where you're sending out, you know, mass emails and all that stuff is cool. I'd rather be walking door to door, getting to know people. You know, I'd rather walk up to your doorstep and drop off a flyer to your hand. Sure. So I've had, you know, this last couple of weeks, there's like a few people that came in. One person had walked by, one person had found me on the internet, and one person was a referral. Wow. So, you know, just a simple Google search might help you find me. But again, it's usually just like a 3-mile radius of the place. Everybody so far lives within, you know, either a town over or right down the street.
Yeah. And I think obviously, I mean, the things you can't teach that you pertain, like your charisma, right? I mean, I think that's the biggest thing. And obviously, I mean, the only reason I feel like most people were forced to kind of go on the online approach was really because of the innovation of COVID, right? You know, that was the only reason I think anybody who didn't know how to use online had to go online. Which essentially isn't a bad thing, right? Because I think versatility is always good to have, right? Because even though you might not be the best marketer, because realistically you're a fitness professional, not a marketing professional, you're not supposed to know how to do that stuff. But if you can have a little bit of success there, as well as bringing in the word of mouth and referrals, I think that's what serves everyone just as well, right? And I think it can be probably the best approach there, which I like that you said that you're not excluding everything, except that you know this is more of a fit for you, right? And it's because you're personable and people like you. I can tell that. I mean, as soon as you walked in, right? You know, so but now with your marketing efforts, right? I mean, what could a new gym owner expect to see on a month if with what you're doing, right? How much do you see on a weekly or monthly basis? You can, you know, subsidize it however you want, but how many new potential, not just clients, right? Because like we don't talk about conversions and all that stuff, but just how many people do you see walking through the door who you've never seen before on a weekly or monthly basis?
Right, it's just a handful. You know, I've worked for a corporate gym for a number of years, and that's big, you know. There's this turnover, right? There's constantly people walking in the door. So you're constantly meeting new people and you're constantly giving that first impression to the gym experience. You don't know what what their experience is like. So you're maybe their first experience with a trainer or with the gym at all, right? So I still carry some of that charisma to this facility now.
Of course.
And so, you know, I don't feel like, you know, I'm a big quality over quantity guy. I'm really, you know, I'd rather, you know, train the handful of people that I have and give them a quality service than give everybody a subpar service. But I'm constantly meeting new people. So as far as the business goes, and again, I have business coaches that kind of tell me this stuff, and I'm kind of speaking from them when I say this. I'd rather be 70% there than be 91 day and 50 the next day and 91. And that's what I think that turnover creates. You know, so when you're meeting a lot of new members and you're trying to get your business maybe going, or you're just trying to grow, right? You're trying to get more people in the door. You're trying to get in front of more people. If I give you the best first session you've ever had, but I can't follow that up with, you know, the exact same thing.
Exactly.
Then,
yeah.
Then I feel like your business is going to fall. So I think over the years, my lucky piece is to learn how to be a consistent 70%.
I gotcha. You know? And so, yeah. And I think, And you can correct me if I'm wrong here, 100%. But I think what you're alluding to is, for you, it's not really more about getting new people, but retention, right? Yes. Retaining the clients you do have, right? Because again, you build that community and you want people to stay. Because I know exactly what you're saying with the big box approach, where they have the guerrilla marketing, right? They have the sales guys going out and walking business to business, going door to door, paying for ads because they have the budget to do so. Yep. But realistically, it's like, they don't care, you know, if they're maintaining, you know, a 80%, 90% retention rate, or if they're maintaining a 10%, they're just like, oh, we'll get 100 new people this month anyway.
Right.
So understandably so, right. It's like retaining what you do have. Cause if you can maintain that 40 or 50 clients, you know, per month, whatever it may be, or maintain whatever you do have, then at that point, it's never a guessing game. You know where you're going to be monthly. And it's just a matter of like, okay, well, if three go out, I got to make sure I have six coming in. That's it.
Yeah, there's definitely that. I do. I mean, there's a place for all this. It's all kind of married in, right, with the business. And as a trainer, right, there's a trainer ideal or kind of way of operating yourself as a business. Then there's a business, like an actual business.
Yes.
And that's kind of what we're talking about here. And the business aspect of it, not that I wasn't prepared for it, because I was kind of thrown into it.
Yeah.
I grew up in a family with a business, and so I have it kind of in my genes to own a business and work for myself. But I really just wanted to be the guy in the foxhole. I wanted to be the guy on the turf with the clients. So even in my earlier years in the corporate industry, I was offered manager jobs, and do you want to work for this company? And now I'm doing all the marketing, right? And I'm like, I didn't find any enjoyment in that, to be honest with you. There was nothing really fulfilling about that, for me at least, to continuously just be signing people up for something, but not be there when they actually reap the benefits of the product, right?
That's exactly.
It's totally just sales. So again, there's a dance. There's like this marriage between being a salesperson, right? But then if you are the guy doing the training, I can't just be the salesperson, because you can sell, right? That doesn't matter what the product is. I believe in the product. The deal is here is I am the product.
Yes, exactly. Right? And
so, selling them kind of yourself, your time, your energy, your experience, your education, and then you're going to back it up every single time you see that person, you know, and it's hard not to, you know, you're going to fall short of that stuff, but that's a part of the business that I don't know if I was exactly prepared for. So just understanding that, you know what, I don't need to be 90%. I can get away with a consistent, disciplined 70, and that and then people will stay with that. People will see that. So that's what I think has helped me a lot.
100%. And I think obviously you're in this for the passion of helping people, right? And it's when you go into the nitty-gritty of the back end stuff, realistically what comes to the forefront is profit typically, right? Because you start looking at numbers, start looking at metrics, and it's like, geez, like, okay, like we need to do this to make more money, which in a sense is necessary to keep you open.
Yeah.
But realistically, you knew that you couldn't lose sight of your morals. It's just the fact that you cared about the clients more than you cared about anything else.
Yeah,
and you can't fake that. You can't fake that. So, which is why I truly believe that you're at a point where you're at, because at a smaller gym where you're a one-man team here, which I had no idea initially, I mean, to get 40, 50 clients or so, I mean, that's amazing, because it's just you and you're doing everything.
Yeah.
So you're,
it's
you're
a lot. No. Right here. Yeah. I can't act like it isn't a lot. And, but it's what I asked for, you know. It's not something I wouldn't trade my problems with anybody. You know, I've had a lot worse problems. So I'm just learning how to grow in that area now. You know, yeah, it's just like, all right, course. So here's another area I need to grow in now. You know, I'm being challenged to, there's a certain point where you physically can't take on more. So then it's, there's this, you know, there's a book out there called Who Not How. And that's what I'm looking for, is the people to kind of help me and pursue my dream. But that's a really specific niche I'm looking for, where I'm like, I've seen a few people, I've done a few, looked at a few resumes, and it's like, I don't think you're going to be the right fit, man. I think I hear what you're selling me and I hear what you're saying, but I'm not 100% that you're going to be able to back that product up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. 100%. And I think that's actually, it's crucial, because you have to be, it's your baby, right? You have to be mm-hmm. just as careful as you would, who you'd give your child to, just who you give your business to, or who you'd work with, right? Whatever it may be. So I agree with that, Hunter. I don't blame you for that, right? You take it as slow as you want. And so on the topic of retention here, kind of continue here. A question I always like to ask as well is how do you manage metrics, or how do you track this, right? Not too specific here, but like, how do you know when someone is a new member coming on, how long they've been there, lifetime value, churn rate? How do you track those metrics that are necessary to knowing, you know, where your business is?
So the numbers wise, I mean, the financial side of things?
No, sorry. Well, it doesn't have to be that deep, but I'm saying in the sense where like, understanding, like, so for example, if somebody was to cancel, would you have to go through some type of, like, whether it's a software mm-hmm. or if it's like an Excel sheet, like, or even if you just do it on paper, like, how do you track, you know, someone who's been a member for a long time, knowing how long they've been with you, if they're canceling? Not really financials, I mean, in that regards to that. I mean, it does correlate with it, but more or less.
Well, it's being you know, a small operation, man, I know everybody's first last names, I know their cousins, I know their mothers, I know their fathers, I know that, you know, I learn as much as I can about each individual. So like, if someone doesn't show up, it's not even like if they don't show up that I don't ask them what's going on and why didn't you show up or whatever, you know, if you canceled it.
Sure.
It's so I'm really all involved in it, in every process aspect of the individual's journey, you know. So as much as I can get submerged in that, the easier it is to kind of just know that stuff off the top of your head. I don't have to like, you know, look at numbers to know, okay, I'm kind of falling off. Like, this is July, right? This is 4th of July week. People are on vacations. I've been in the industry long enough to know that this month gets a little crazy. So I usually push a little harder earlier May for like marketing stuff. You know, I might send out some promotional stuff or let some people know.
Yeah.
So that influx comes in at the same time that I get a little drop off. So it's kind of, you know, a lot of this stuff is preparation. Again, it's nothing I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel here. You know, there's many people that have done this stuff way before me and done it. And if I can learn from their mistakes, that's awesome. And I think that's what I'm on here to actually, you know, maybe talk about is how to avoid making some of those mistakes. But I think that those mistakes are for each individual. I'm a hard learner. You could tell me what to do and I might do it, but I don't actually learn the lesson from it unless I bang my head up against the wall myself, you know?
Yeah, it's true. And sometimes people might think that's a bad thing, but realistically, it's just the way you learn. It's the way you process things, right? Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that. But I think those are leave the everlasting effect where you know you'll never go in that direction again and you'll never mess up like that again. So I love that. I love the honesty there. Thank you for that. Cool. And so here's going to be a little bit of a longer-winded question here, but a good question in itself, kind of a self-reflection question. I'll repeat it if you need me to, but basically what we've been discussing this entire time have been the pillars of business, especially in the fitness and gym industry. There's five, but we use three more predominantly. So I'm going to go over the three, which is typically going to be your lead generation, which is your marketing, your client acquisition, which is your sales. And then you have your retention and ascension, which are keeping your clients longer, but getting them to buy more from you in that process. So of those three, Stephen, where do you feel like you could improve the most?
Oh, geez, man. All of them. For sure. All of them. I mean, this is the who, not how stuff, man. This is, there's people out there that are experts in that stuff. And it's not something that I necessarily want to be an expert in, you know, or be even be necessarily that much better in. You know, I want to be better in a growing business, and that's a part of growing business. So yeah, I do want to be better in those things, but there's nothing that kind of sets me apart or makes it seem like I'm doing anything extravagant in that area to accomplish those things. You know, I there's people out there that I could hire or you could pay to do most of those things and handle the responsibilities of that. I'm kind of the guy that's still focused on the training of the individual. You know, it's for me, this business is really based around the product of the training, and the business of it aspect of it. I guess I could say I'm more in the process of learning that stuff, man. And And if I don't have to learn it though, then I can be the guy in the training, and that's kind of where I want to be. That's where my passion is. Yeah. So that's where I try to stay. I don't get into the aspect of that too often.
No, totally fine. But I appreciate the honesty and transparency there, right? Because I mean, regardless of success and being that you can be on air and say that, hey, I can still improve here, is big in itself. So thank you for that. I appreciate that. And for the viewers, appreciate that as well. And so, last two questions for you, Stephen, my two favorite questions. And it's number one is what's the bigger picture? What's the overarching goal? What are you trying to accomplish long term?
What am I trying to accomplish long term, man? It's another good one. I mean, there's the idea that like I could keep a small business and just kind of, if I'm thinking I'm one building in here and a 3 mile radius of this place. So like another one, you know, in another town somewhere with a 3 mile radius. And I'm sure it's nothing that's, again, anybody else has already done. I don't think I'm saying anything original here that's going to set me apart from any other business model. I didn't have like a business model when it came into it. I didn't have like this idea that I was even going to grow. I honestly didn't have an idea that I was going to even survive this long. You know, it wasn't that. It was like, how can I just be a symbol of health and fitness and wellness to a small demographic of people in my area? And if I can do that, I feel like I'll be taken care of in a way. I feel like my business will grow. Business will come. Like if you build it, they will come kind of idea. You know, it's more like, the more structured I think I get with it, the more it takes that enjoyment out of it. So the big picture, maybe having a handful of these, you know, floating around. I mean, there's probably room for that. But I don't really know, man. There's no real 5-year plan of it. It's obviously to grow business. It's obviously to help more people. It's obviously to maybe get a bigger facility so I can just do all those things. So yeah, maybe a bigger facility would be my probably closest. You know, as I get to capacity, you're kind of like, all right, I got to grow. Is it another place I'm looking at, or is it a bigger facility I'm looking at, you know? So kind of juggling between those two, I guess. Either another gym in another town or just a bigger facility to take on more individuals.
More people. Yeah. I love that. I love that. Yeah. Great goal. Great goal. And I know you're going to accomplish that, man. You're ambitious. Thanks, brother. Man. You got it done. And last question here for you, my favorite question. Stephen, if you can go back in time to when you first started the gym and, you know, give yourself that one piece of advice that you really wish you had or had heard, when you first started the gym, what would that advice be for you?
Oh, best advice I could have gave myself when I first started the gym, to hire somebody, hire some trainers, man. If I started this with, you know, a couple of people that were, that were on the same kind of page as me, I probably wouldn't be in, you know, I probably would have been there already. Not that I want to be. I'm a slow learner. I'm not quick, fast, and I don't need to get anything quick, fast, and hard. Easy come, easy go is kind of my philosophy on things. So I probably would have said, you know, get some more help in here because you're going to need it. Yeah. You know, I didn't think I was going to. It's almost like, you know, you got this far. Never really expecting to go further than where I am, but then just, you know, as you grow, man, things happen. The universe kind of provides in a weird way of being like, you know, here's some more business. You opened up a place. Here's the people, you know, here's the more business that you wanted. And then, you know, being prepared for that. So, you know, there's softwares out there, man. The information is out there. It's not like you really got to do anything but click and pay now, you know, there's like just pay somebody, click and pay. But that stuff is a real, It's you know, it's not as time consuming, but it's a it kind of takes away from, again, the business itself. I feel like, I don't know, you know, I know it's like a business focused podcast and I want to offer some tons of business advice, but that's not really my story. I hire people for that. You know, I ask those questions. I ask the same questions you're asking me to other people so that I can go off of them so they can think for me in a way. You know, I'm not
100%.
You know, I'm definitely a trainer. I got into being for a trainer and then I said, yeah, one day I'm going to open a gym and I started researching and then a place fell in my hands and I ended up landing this place and it's been really good so far. So I don't see it going any worse than it is, you know, it's not like, but it's all the business aspect of things for me and training, maybe it's just training. It's a tough juggle. It's definitely a tough juggle, you know, being the trainer and being the business guy, the guy that's supposed to be thinking about all this. It's a tough one for me.
Yeah. No, and that's a mic drop of an answer. I'll tell you that, because I think it's very relatable. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. I think it's understandable. So, because I think realistically, no one comes with the intention of getting into the fitness industry to be a full-fledged business owner. And I think that's the honest truth, and that's totally okay. Right. But again, and I like that you're basically saying the honest truth is you can go one way, which is pay somebody to give you the knowledge, information, or do it for you, or you can learn it yourself. It is really up to you. So way to close it out there. I love that, Stephen. Thanks, man. It's a good place to wrap things up on this episode. But before we sign out, you know, please shout out your Instagram, Facebook, website, anything you have. Where can people find out more about you and the gym?
Yeah. Okay. So it's on Instagram. It's 52 Fitness. 52. Let me just make sure here. See, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah. There we go.
Right. This is exactly what I'm saying. Is I'm not focused on the social media, the impact of where the internet and everything's on. It's not my thing. So. It's 52_fitness on Instagram. There's a Facebook page also goes along with that. I'm in Belmont, Massachusetts, 402 Trapello Road. You can come by and walk in and check the place out. You can check it out on Google, and there's a website, 52fitness.com. You can go on there and fill out a questionnaire to get right directly in touch with me. You know, again, it's a one man operation here, man. We're just trying to do the best we can to stay afloat and keep things, you know, keep people in good health.
There we go. Look, we absolutely appreciate your time and contribution to the podcast, Stephen. I look forward to seeing what you can accomplish on the road. Just stick around for 1 second if you can, so I'll let you know how you're going to get the podcast.
Thank you, and
to everyone who tuned in today, we appreciate you as well. Don't forget, if you want to be notified about future episodes, hit the like and subscribe button. And if you want to come in and join us, talk about your fitness business, click the link in the description, fill it out, and our team will be in touch with you very, very soon. And as always, till next time, Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up, right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple: cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on PrestigeLabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords podcast. I will be your host today. My name is Joe Fitzgerald, and joining us on the show is Rocky of Rock Fitness NYC. Rocky, how are you today, sir? What's going on?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here. How are you?
I am doing tremendously well. I am excited to have you as well. I'm excited to pick your brain and see what sort of wisdom and lessons and experience we can pull from there. And Rocky, so before we get into the business and the strategy and tactics of what it is that you do with Rock Fitness, talk to us a little bit about the business and what it is and who you are, first and foremost.
I'm 23 years old. When I was in elementary school and high school, I played sports, was very active. After high school, all of a sudden there were no more sports, and I found that I wasn't as healthy as I was before. So I started looking into fitness, and I started working out for real. And to do that properly, I wanted to, you know, do it without getting injured. It was a big concern. So I found personal training, a certification. I was like, it's worth it just for myself. But then I realized I can help a lot of other people with it. And it's also just something I can use either to pay for college or to eventually open something larger, you know, make a larger impact. So I started with that and gained some experience, started training people on the side. And I just found that I was able to help people improve their lives, which was very powerful.
Yeah. And so this started as just a pursuit of how you could utilize that information a little bit better, but it expanded beyond that into what is now a business, right? And so how long ago was it that you started training clients, what you described as on the side? When did that take place?
Pretty much right when I certified, so about 4 years ago. So I started training people. I was working as a teacher's assistant, and at nights I would train people a little bit here and there, just to get some experience, just to get myself out there. And yeah, it was great, very rewarding. It was nice to be my own boss in that area.
Yeah.
And then once COVID hit, that's when I really dove headfirst into it.
Right. And so when so many other people decided it was time to leave the industry, you really doubled down on this, knowing that it could really be a viable income for yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And so COVID comes around, we start focusing a little bit more on building the business. Talk to us a little bit about what the business is, because I mean, fitness is interesting. There are so many ways that we can help people within the industry. What is sort of the business model of this? Is this one-on-one training? Is this group training? Is this sort of a open gym? People come and go as they do. How do you actually service the client?
So the model is mostly one-on-one. I feel that that's the best way to share information, and you know, I want to help people work out, learn how to work out and do it properly. So the easiest way to do that, most effective way, is one-on-one. I think so that's the model for, you know, how I like to teach. I do have small groups of up to three people. I feel like I can still, you know, keep my eye on people, one person and then turn to the other. It's not too much. But the mindset I have for my business is really the goal is to train as many people as I can. And really the goal is sustainable health. I don't want to just teach people, like get people in shape for a few weeks or a few months, get them to good shape and then say goodbye, go off and come back when you're fat again, you know, or when your heart starts, you know, beating faster.
Sure.
I want something that's going to last even after they walk out the doors. And that's my goal. And so it's very much a model of teaching. Like I want to teach them how to work out, not just tell them to do push-ups. This is how you can do them. And yes, you can also do them on your own.
Yep. And so the best way to deliver that in your mind, mostly one-on-one and some two or three-on-one sort of small groups where that allows for the interaction, the coaching, the teaching, as you describe it, so that they get the best experience there. And that makes sense, right? I think when the focus or the differentiator is you want to go more in depth than the typical boot camp or the typical 20,000 square foot gym membership type thing where people are just sort of on their own. We need to do it in a smaller capacity, right? We need to make sure that we have eyes on people. For you, I want to sort of pick your brain on how we find that type of client, because marketing for a personal training client and marketing for that bootcamp type person is probably a different activity. How have you found, at least so far, how have you found the new clients that you've signed up?
So word of mouth is always the best because people are just more comfortable. I have found that I have used marketing in local email listings, putting up flyers, things like that. Word of mouth is always the best. From everyone I've spoken to, word of mouth, people are just comfortable when they know someone who knows someone rather than seeing a page.
Sure.
So that's the best way. And what I do is I focus on the goals, but not one goal. I focus on a few different ones. I sort of paint a picture of where a person can be. Like, do you want to have more energy? Do you want to feel stronger, feel lighter, sleep better? And all the things that anyone would really want, you know, someone will say, yeah, I want those. I want to be there. And I sort of paint the picture of where they can be and show them how I can help them get there.
Yeah. And so I think it sounds like that factors into the sales process and the fulfillment with the clients that you have. They have a tremendous experience and then naturally want to share that with other people that they're close with, right? Friends, right. Family, coworkers, whoever that is. I think it's important, and this is sort of my fault for asking out of order, to take a step back and ask you, do we have room to add people to what you're doing? Is there, given the capacity, given the resources that you have, are you actively trying to bring on new clients?
Yeah, I think especially with my model, and happens to be the neighborhood where I live. So I'm not trying to lock people down, which is an interesting model because most people are into, and understandably so, you want to try to keep a client for as long as you can. Fill a slot and have it filled as long as you possibly can.
Right.
And that's most secure. That's the best, right? With my model of, I want to teach someone so that when they leave, they can keep going. I'll take people on for just 10 sessions, just 5 sessions. I try not to do less than that because it is a business, you know, and I have to have some organization to it. Mm-hmm. But I think that turnover is actually very important because a lot of the people I'm teaching also, this is a factor that's important to me is that a lot of it is my own relationship to it. Why didn't I hire a personal trainer when I started working out, right? Why did I go onto YouTube? Why did I get a certification? That's a little extreme. Just go to a trainer. He'll tell me what to do. Keep going. And I didn't have money for it. You know, it's not everyone can afford personal training. Right. And so I related to that a lot. And I wanted to help as many people as possible. And how can I do that? So a lot of people will be able to pay for 5 or 10 sessions. They're not going to sign up for a year or something like that. But sure. Aside from the business aspect, I want to help those people because I relate to them.
Mm. Yeah. And so selling shorter term packages, right, as you described it, 5 or 10, gives you the timeline to be able to teach the things that you want to work on with them. Do you think at some point you'll have some sort of service or some sort of way for you to provide value for people beyond those sessions, maybe not coming in for one-on-one training, but maybe helping them continue to write workout programs or meeting up with them in some sort of like check-in sort of session? Is that something that has crossed your mind from a business perspective?
Yeah, 100%. I think that's a great model because I actually listened to one of the recent podcasts. Really amazing stuff. And one thing that someone mentioned was a lot of people come to personal trainers, to classes for accountability. Mm. So like I was shocked when my first client said, I'm happy to continue going for a couple more months. I said, but I already taught you everything. You already know how to work out. He said, right. But I'm not going to do it if you don't show up. And it blew my mind because I was not in that mindset. I was like, I'm going to teach you. And once you know, you're good. So, I think that accountability is very important. And so I'm working right now on recording some videos and having some sort of system that I can, you know, sort of ease them out of it. Mm-hmm. Like I can write workouts for them. And if they have any questions, we can do a check-in once a month. I can send them videos if they're new exercises that we're doing. And yeah, I think that business-wise, it's a good way to keep some slight continual income for a little more to make it a little easier, you know, a little more reliable. But yeah, also that way I can help longer term, because again, my goal comes back to sustainability. That's really what it is for me.
Yep. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think with the idea being teach everybody as much as we can in a short timeline, the focus becomes even more on how do we generate leads and how do we get new people in, because we're training them for a shorter window of time and then moving on to a new crop of people. Right. Do you think at any point that you'll add in other sort of marketing strategies or even put like an advertising budget into what you do?
Absolutely. I think that when I started, I did not consider the business side of it at all. I was like, I'm just going to train people, make money, keep training people. And I didn't realize there was this whole world of marketing, this whole, you know, advertising. And so many people right away were like, oh, you have to have Instagram, you have to have a website, you have to have this. And I was like, well, why make it such a big deal? I'm just gonna find clients and train them. But it's a lot. Marketing is a lot. And absolutely, part of my budget is definitely going to marketing, and I'm working on making more ads and flyers, merchandise, water bottles, car magnets.
Yeah, because, all of these things contribute, right?
The turnover. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's on your mind, right? We know that we need to kind of build the brand and get the messaging out there. Talk to us about when someone reaches out to you, sort of the sales process that you go to. If I reach out to you and say, Rocky, hey, I'm interested in working with a personal trainer, what happens between that moment and when I sign up for a package? What's that sort of conversation look like?
Very good. So first I ask about goals, then I ask about experience, and then about injuries usually. But my goal is really to create a connection. That's always going to be the key. So I try not to rush through a phone call. I try to really take time and just talk. And if there's a little bit of a silence or a pause, I just let it sit a little bit. Because usually the person who's calling wants more information and has questions and uncertainty. That's usually a big one. They're uncertain and they don't know that they can trust you or they'll be able to help them. So usually, you know, they feel bad just calling and saying, oh, what do you think about this? You know, they'll say, what do you offer? But really they're saying, how can you help me? How can you make me feel calmer and get to my goals? So if you get all the basic information you need and then you sit for a second and then they'll say, but this is sort of something that's been hard for me. And that's when you really have that opportunity to connect. Mm-hmm. When he says, you know, it's really hard for me to get into a good schedule of working out. And that's where you really get to the bottom of it. And you get to talk about your own experience and say, yeah, you know, I'm my own personal trainer and I have to push myself to work out. I really get it. I also have days that like are really hard. And being able to connect as a person and really just be there, not just as like, okay, are we going to work together or not, but to be there as a person. And I try not to pressure. I try to be assertive, but not pressure. Like I don't say, okay, so you're signing up for the bundle today. I'll say, I'm happy to work with you. Let's do it. You know, yeah. And I put in their quote, but I try not to pressure, but be assertive.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. And so it's more an information gathering process. It's how can I actually service this person? And at the same time, what are they going to expect from you as the provider? As you look forward, I mean, Rocky, our whole conversation has been geared around sort of signing up new people for what we do. As you look forward with your business, what's sort of the next target or the next goal for you? Say the rest of 2022, for example, what are you looking to accomplish as a business?
On the business side, I'm looking to automate as much as I can and really take out the headache. I'm looking to really make my marketing a lot better so that you know, I really get that steady flow of, you know, the intake and outtake. And really just, you know, help as many people as I can, but try to do it in a smooth way, like not just having someone come in and then just once they leave, you know, not have much support, like we were talking about before.
Right.
You know, have that sort of that way of easing out.
Yeah.
I think those are the things that I really want to work on this year.
And I think, I mean, that really speaks to everything that you said before, right? If we can automate some of the back end stuff, right? The admin, the task solving, the parts of the business where we're not directly interacting with clients, if we can clean up some of that stuff, it frees up your time to where you can help more people. Like you talked about, your goal was to help as many people as you can. This is a great way to do that, right? And so that's an exciting prospect. I want to sort of expand even further on that idea. Big picture, long term, Rocky, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, where do you see this business?
So I am in college right now for psychology. So I'm sort of, I have 2 years for my bachelor's. So in 2 years, really, I'm going to be making that big decision of whether I'm going to be all in with psychology or if I'm going all in with fitness. If I'm going all in with fitness, I think I'm going to be thinking a little bigger. And I haven't put too much thought into it yet because it's a little farther down the line, but it's somewhere in the back of my brain of, you know, opening something a little larger, probably hiring other trainers, or I like the idea of having classes, even though it's not as personalized, because it's also a way of helping a lot of people at once, as long as I feel like I can do it in a safe way. That's the key for me.
Sure. Yeah. And I think it helps with the price point as well, right? You talked earlier about not necessarily everybody being able to afford personal training, but maybe the entry point is 5 or 10 personal training sessions, get an idea of what it is that we're working on, and then get into some sort of group program. So I think it's all viable. Rocky, that's a really, really great place for us to start to wrap up our conversation. But before we sign out of here, before we close up our interview, I want to give you the chance to tell people where they could learn a little bit more about this. Do you have social media? Do you have a website? Where can people go?
Yeah, I have a website, rockfitnessnyc.com. And I also have my contact info on the page.
Simple and easy. Rocky, I really, really appreciate your willingness to share and your desire to help the crowd of people that you do. I think these types of conversations are rare, but I think tremendously valuable amongst the entrepreneurship community. So I can't thank you enough. I'm excited to see what the future holds for you. And man, I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you so much. It was really great being on.
Absolutely. And to everyone who tuned in, thank you as well. Don't forget, if you would like to be notified about future episodes, hit like and subscribe. If you're interested in joining us to talk about your business model, click the link in the description, fill it out. Our team will be in touch with you soon. And as always, until next time, Jim Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's 4 ways we can help you grow your gym for free. 1, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. 2, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. 3, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. 4, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.